This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient McNeil, MCNEIL, first name Curtis, CURTIS, date of birth March 10, 1962, date of evaluation May 19, 2023, correction May 9, 2023, the referring service, disability and social service, the identifying information, the patient presented a California identification card Y4306674, which correctly identified the claimant. The chief complaint, 61-year-old male referred for a disability evaluation. The HBI, the patient report, having had 3 myocardial infarctions in the last 3 years, period. He stated that he was evaluated at San Francisco General Hospital initially, but subsequently sent to St. Mary's Hospital. He reports ongoing chest pain and dyspnea and exertion at approximately 3 blocks, period. Symptoms are associated with dizziness, but improved with rest and is worsened with activity. He actually underwent a left heart catheterization in 2021, period. At that time, the patient was found to have no left vein, period. Circumflex and LAD arose from separate osteoperiods. There were scattered patchy diffuse plaque throughout the LAD with a maximum stenosis of about 30 to 40% in the proximal vessel, period. Left circumflex further demonstrated scattered patchy diffuse plaque throughout the circumflex with a maximum stenosis of about 40% in the first obtuse marginal branch and the second obtuse marginal branch, period. The right coronary artery further demonstrated scattered patchy diffuse plaque throughout the RCA with a maximum stenosis of about 20%, period. The patient had been managed medically, period. The underwent by an echocardiogram, which had revealed normal left ventricular function, period. Exam was felt to be normal, period. There was normal cavity size, wall thickness, and left ventricular ejection fraction of 60-65%, period. The RV was noted to be normal, period. The valves were further noted to be normal, period. The patient now presents for disability evaluation where he reports the ongoing symptoms, period. His past medical history, 1, osteoarthritis, right knee, next number coronary artery disease, next number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, left heart catheterization, per radial artery approach, period. Medication, diclofenac sodium, topical, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, 1 daily, cyclobenzaprine, 1 daily, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily. Allergies, penicillin results in hives. The family history, a cyst that involved a diabetic bone cancer. Social history, he is a prior smoker. He quit 2 months ago. He notes occasional alcohol use. He notes marijuana use, period. Review of systems. Constitutional. Unremarkable. Review of systems, otherwise negative except as for HPI. The physical examination, blood pressure 135/75, pulse 48, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 199 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness involving the medial aspect of the right knee, but is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 61-year-old male with reported history of myocardial infarction, stating that he has had, on average, 3 heart attacks over the last 3 years, period. His examination is essentially unremarkable. The data from his prior cardiac catheterization is reviewed. He is noted not to have no significant coronary artery disease, i.e., he has no significant stenotic lesion, period. The patient is felt not to be disabled by the paucity of coronary artery disease, period. He does have some CAD, period. It's felt that this is not limiting, period. Functionally, he is classified New York Heart Association Class 2. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.